Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I've got much to cover, but anytime you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, we just found out, getting to it as soon as possible here, that there's not guilty on all counts. America wins. And Kyle Rittenhouse trial is over. He was completely acquitted of all charges, which is what everybody expected. But I know that the American people have been somehow or another desensitized to believe that the judges can overrule law when in fact they cannot. They sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. But again, with that said, friends, what I want to show you is the guys that actually, well, these are the ones that attacked Kyle. And this is what the mainstream media, again, meant to withhold from the American people. Joseph Rosenbaum, he was a convicted felon. He was one of the guys that attacked him. And of course, you heard not a word or a peep about this guy's criminal record, right? He is a convicted felon, was sex offender, level 3 offender, failure to maintain register status concerning being a sex offender, attempted assault and battery. He was killed by that of Kyle Rittenhouse in defense of his own life concerning this criminal. Anthony Huber, he was a convicted felon, assault and battery, domestic abuse, false imprisonment, illegal weapon possession, and assault and battery as well. He was killed by Mr. Kyle Rittenhouse in defense of his own life. And by the way, you have every right in the world to defend yourself from an individual that means to take your life or bring bodily harm. And then we have Gage Grosskreutz. He was a convicted felon, burglary. He was a felon. He was also on probation violation for possession of illegal weapons. Isn't this interesting? The mainstream media was silent about all of the information in which you needed to understand what was going on. But what they wanted to do here, friends, is they wanted to make an example out of Kyle Rittenhouse because it was an indictment against America. It was an indictment against the American people. And the message was, is you are not allowed to defend yourself with a weapon. Now, I want you to keep in mind the very people that are trying to, well, pervert rest. Rest means to pervert policies that undermine the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Keep in mind they have armed security detail as they're trying to disarm you. I don't think that this trial should stop with this acquittal here. I think it should be that the American people should now take it to those that meant to actually enforce policy that stands in contrast to the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. have them removed, and then prosecute them for their intents. Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us that if you come up with a false witness and you try to accuse others of what you're guilty of, you're to hold that person to that standard of what they meant to do to you. And that's exactly what law does in this country. It condemns the wicked and it justifies the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But again, this is the information they did not want you to have, Americans. They wanted you to overlook the fact that he defended himself against felons. Okay? I want you to see this because, again, this is always the information that the mainstream media means to withhold from you. If you don't mind, I want to show you one more thing here, too, as well, concerning how they love to just create as they go along, revise, or just in plain sight, rewrite the very definitions of meanings. I just posted this morning. It was a video on Luciferus, okay? And Christiane Northrup, MD, is the one that called it out for what it is. And Luciferus is the new patent by that of none other than Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. The patent is, in fact, called Luciferus. I'm not making this up. You can Google it on my article and on my video. It actually brings you right to the very patent number. Okay? But look at this. I'm going to refresh the page, and I want to show you, for those that are on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, or Before It's News, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Notice what Facebook put on the cover of Luciferus, this brand new video I just did. Said Christiane Northrup, okay, a doctor, a qualified doctor. There is no evidence that Luciferus is an ingredient in the COVID-19 vaccines. Nobody said so. But it is, in fact, called Luciferus. But look what it says on Facebook, friends, just to show you. These are their fact checkers trying to put the lie for the truth. Isaiah 5:20. False information checked by independent fact checkers. What's interesting is nobody ever said anything in such a fashion during my narrations on this video that Luciferus is a part of it. No, it's a patent. Okay? But look at their fact checkers, friends. Again, just showing you every step of the way that whenever Facebook puts a fact check out on somebody, do consider the source, number one, John 8:44, but also consider the source, friends, and the fact that many of these fact checkers are CIA controlled, like that of Snopes, and or they are former CNN news anchors. I kid you negative. I kid you negative. Folks, again, that is the definition of a useful idiot. These people, for some reason or another, believe that, well, as long as they're just doing their job lying and stealing and killing on the behalf of their boss, that when they're not needed any longer, for some reason or another, they think that their boss is just going to continuously keep them on staff. Well, that's not what happens. No, if you're lying and you're stealing and you're killing on the behalf of somebody else, the sons and minions of Satan himself, John 10:10, perfectly lined up, line upon line, precept upon precept concerning Scripture, it's useless. It's a waste of time to try to convince you of the facts. And again, as I say so often, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. But friends, you need to understand, and again, I'm talking to the useful idiots, and I'm talking to the bad guys right now. If you're lying and you're stealing and you're killing on the behalf of your boss, do you think that he's not going to turn on you one day? Look at America right now. I mean, Americans have believed for some reason or another that they were going to give a pass to those that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, and that sooner or later they weren't going to turn on them. Well, guess what's happening today? Galatians 6:7. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Have much to cover. I just had somebody on social media platforms, again, friends, Facebook, and they said they're not getting their notices until 2:10. No surprise here. Now, again, I want you to put this up to the fact that I have 766,000 friends. And for some reason or another, we have about 120 people, always between 100 and 200 people that are allowed to come on my platform. If you try to become my friend on that platform, they won't let you do it. They're saying it's false information. I just highlighted the fact checkers once again, friends. Okay? Put all of that together in your minds. This is what you're up against. This is totalitarianism. They're dangerous people, friends, and they must lawfully be dealt with. And they must feel your steel, in fact. I want to make another... Can I just have a little fun? It is Friday, but on a serious note, and I want you to consider this, because NASA has literally taken billions and billions of dollars from the taxpayers in this country under the guise of, well, we've been to the moon. Well, you know what's funny is I did a... Let me say it this way. I had Jake Tapper call me from CNN. He was with NBC during this time, and I also had the Weekly Standard senior editor, Matt Labesh, give me a call. And they both asked, while we were doing high schools across the country, if they could jump on tour with me. Well, at the end of the day, I became friends. I was going back and forth with Jake. And Matt told me, listen, he's got an objective. His agenda is to basically smear you. He goes, that's not mine. I want a fair perspective as to what you guys are doing in public schools. Well, at the end of the day, me and Matt Labesh became friends. And he was with us for about a week and a half on the tour bus, and we were in Indiana. And I asked him, I said, so I started asking him who he liked, who he didn't like as far as his interviews go. And by the way, the only person, I said, after 12 years of you doing what you are doing for the Weekly Standard out of Washington, D.C., is there anybody that you didn't like? Just instantaneously, he said, the only one that I never liked, he said he was a narcissist. This was about 12 years ago, friends. He said he was arrogant. He was rude. And I said, well, who is that? He said, Donald Trump. I kid you negative. So back to the point. It was during the end of our tour, Indiana. We were coming back to Minnesota, and Matt looked at me, and he said, "Do you believe that we went to the moon?" And I just was taken back that he asked me that question, but I gave him my thoughts. And I said, how about we do this? This is the last school. We're in Indiana. How about I ask all the students tomorrow? There's 300 students in that public school. I asked them, how about I ask the students tomorrow, Matt, what their thoughts are? Do they believe that we've been to the moon or not? And so what I did is, during the high school assembly, Matt was in there. He was doing his thing for the Weekly Standard. And I asked him the question as to what Matt asked me. And I asked all the students, along with the teacher faculty there, I said, well, by a show of hands, can you tell me in this room how many of you believe that we went to the moon? And about a little bit more than half said, we never been to the moon. Less than that half said and thought that we did go to the moon. And Matt had said to me when we got back out on the bus, he goes, I am dumbfounded. That floored me that many people did not believe that we've been to the moon. Well, it's interesting. If you just walk down the street and ask Tom, Harry, or Jerry, or whatever the case might be, or Mary, or Stephanie, or Sue, do you believe we've been to the moon? You're going to find out that about a little more than half of the people in this country don't believe that we've ever been to the moon. So why don't we just do this? This is just trying to have a little fun on Friday. That's all I'm trying to do. Let's have a little fun on Friday. This guy's name is Bart Seibel. I've talked to him a couple times. And what he's done is he's taken a camera and he's confronted those that said that they've been to the moon. Remember, there was only one controlled press conference where the reporters could ask the questions to those that allegedly been to the moon. Okay? Only one. You would have thought that they would have been all over the place. They would still be making their rounds on circuits today talking about what they witnessed while they were on the moon. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered there, friends. But the point is, Bart Seibel went to these guys that said they were to the moon, and he asked them to put their hand on the Bible and swear to God that they went to the moon. I want you to see this. Again, it's Friday. Just trying to have a little bit of a lighter day, though I got some serious information up and coming, because I want you to see it for yourselves as to what, in fact, the mainstream media, once again, is trying to censor from your eyes and your ears. But again, having a little fun, here's Bart Seibel, and he is going directly to those that said they were to the moon, and I want you to see the response that he got when he held them accountable to what their declaration is that they were to the moon. Check this out.
Of being halfway to the moon. And they referred to you on the tape as a shot that was done during Apollo 10, where you put a transparency over the window and moved the camera of the Earth and moved the camera back away from the window, turned off the lights in the spacecraft.
Look at this guy.
To be halfway to the moon when in fact
he's shocked that he's being confronted about the moon.
Really?
Yeah, and they said it was the same way that you did it on Apollo 10. So we wanted to give you the opportunity to put your left hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
To raise the right hand. To swear to God. Well,
he said when asked to put his hand on the Bible, he told him to stick it in his ear. He said, I don't do that kind of thing.
What's the problem of swearing to God that you did? Do you believe in God?
Then this alleged astronaut says, do you want me to knock you in your head? He says back to Bart Seibel, get away from me. He's physically threatening him now. I'm going to give you the opportunity to get away from me and leave me alone. So now the alleged astronaut is running away from the question that Bart Seibel proposed. Why was he so nervous about that, friends? If he was to the moon, what's the problem? He says he's going to knock him in his head just because he's asking him about his experience on the moon. And Bart Seibel is calling him out for being a fraud. This pilot, friends, is completely... This astronaut, they're pilots, right? This astronaut is shocked. He is completely shocked that anybody would dare ask him the question. And if you're on social media platforms, friends, you got to ask yourself the question, why would he be so paranoid about answering that question? Again, we're just trying to have a little bit of a light Friday here, but I thought it was worthy that the American people see the response of those self-proclaimed and professed moonwalkers, these astronauts that went to the moon. And one question that needs to be begged here is, why would you act like that if someone wanted to know the truth of the matter? And why is it that there was not more press conferences concerning your journey to the moon and back? I mean, it's insanity. And again, friends, it's just amazing what the American people will drink when it comes to the Kool-Aid that's served up to them. But again, I just showed you what Bart Seibel did in question to this alleged astronaut. And he was paranoid. He literally ran away from him after he threatened bodily harm. Why? How many people, most people would be proud of their accomplishments. Not this guy. Not at all. Like, this is insane. Like, what's insane here, friends, is what the people believe. It really is. So anyways, with that said, let's get down to some nitty-gritty here. Let the rubber hit the road. Let's talk about some serious issues. I want to go over again, because I think these guys are credible. I appreciate them. And this is the show host to Ron Paul. And I want to reiterate the point that Rand Paul is no Ron Paul, okay? Just to make distinction. And if you check out the word, Ezekiel 44:23, you'll see what I'm talking about, as well as Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defied. But I want to go over to this guy, the show host of Mr. Ron Paul, and I want you to hear what he has to say concerning the vaccines. And again, we're showing you information that the mainstream media means to censor, but what we mean to show you. Here we go.
Want a peek at post-COVID life? Check out Gibraltar. They're literally 100% vaccinated. This is last year. And now let's look at the next one. This came out just this week. Post-COVID life? Gibraltar cancels official Christmas celebration against surge in COVID cases. Again and again and again, you see the failure of the measures that they've taken. And what do? Well, again, let's look at the next clip. We got a lot of clips today. What do? Here's the Irish Examiner. We can't rule out lockdown.
This is global.
Let's do the same thing that didn't work in the past all over again. Yesterday on the program about this NHL team in Ottawa, I believe it was, 100% vaccinated. 40% of the team has COVID. So it's becoming very obvious that it isn't working. And again, the point is that as it becomes more obvious, the people who have taken these measures and the people who have complied are both becoming more vicious and angry and looking for scapegoats.
That's right. They're becoming defensive because they know that their time is short. By the way, COVID-19 is not a natural virus, just for the record. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back. Got more video to show you, and we will get back to you in just a second here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376. Moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I informed the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yay on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News. The investigation of the Astroworld concert tragedy resulting in many deaths from a crowd surge may have had more people in attendance than was allowed to be in there.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As many as 300 vessels from China's maritime militia are now patrolling the waters in the South China Sea. Beijing continues to claim ownership of the disputed waters. Militia tactics have escalated since 2019 when a Chinese vessel collided with a wooden Filipino ship, sinking it. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Okay, I'm just going to go fast forward here. If you want to understand, you know, again, if you want to destroy a country, create a two-party system, and that's exactly what the American people have taken on, that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, warned Orwell back in the 80s, and the American people still aren't listening to it. But you just heard Pelosi, who's still in office, raping the American people of their coffers, their tax dollars, reallocating them at will. Build Back Better, I think, is very telling, don't you, friends? It means they're destroying so they can rebuild. That's called they're attempting to create a new world order, and the people don't understand that you're going to pay for it. And there's one way to stop it. But what I want to show you is I want to show you what happens, usually behind closed doors. In this particular case, I'm going to bring it right to the surface so you can see exactly what is happening. But they're trying to confirm right now this communist. And this is Senator John Kennedy. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. Again, keep in mind, our said representatives are there to uphold the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But this is Biden's criminal administration attempting to confirm this communist. But again, I want you to pay attention to that of Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana and pay attention to how lightly he takes this. But this is what you call, again, an American appeaser. I just want to jump ahead to this because it's already at the halfway mark. But again, I think it's important for you to see exactly what's happening behind closed doors. You ready for this? Let's do it.
I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
Check this out.
Oh, my goodness. Senator.
Good morning, professor.
Listen to this. Listen to the details.
You used to be a member of a group called the Young Communist, didn't you?
Listen to her.
Senator, are you referring...
She won't answer the question, and I want to tell you why she is not answering the question. Because what's being asked of her is true, and she wants to play the victim, and you'll see this in just a moment. But again, I want you to understand they're trying to confirm this individual, this communist, for the comptroller of currency, okay? Notice the stonewalling going on. She will not answer the question. Let's get back to it.
Referring to my membership in the youth communist organization while I was growing up in the Soviet Union?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you that question.
Well, Senator,
There was a group called the Young Communists, and you were a member. Is that right?
I'm not exactly sure which group you're referring to.
Well, the formal name of it is...
Listen to
this.
The Leninist Communist Young Youth. Communist organization. They're trying to confirm her right now. I go on.
Of the Russian Federation. And it's also known as the Leninist Komsomol of the Russian Federation. And it's commonly referred to as the Young Communists. Were you a member?
Senator,
she won't answer the question.
I grew up in
the Soviet
Union.
Now she's the victim.
Yes, ma'am. But were you a member of that organization?
Everybody in that country was a member of the Komsomol, which was the communist youth organization.
Okay, so the Bible's clear when it says train up a child in the way he or she will go. So when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. Now she's over in America being raised up as a communist. Oh, it gets better. Being raised up as a communist. And now the Biden administration is trying to confirm her. Is this to be expected from someone that is guilty of treason? Article 3, Section 3. And I'm talking about Joe Biden that's tolerated in the People's White House. Did you expect anything different than this, friends? For him to look for other traitors to establish a communist country? See, what they're trying to do is take down your country by what? Putting these individuals in office. That's how. I'm going to go on here. Listen to this.
So you were a member?
That was a part of normal progress in school.
Have you resigned?
From the
Young Communists?
See, friends, she will not answer the question. Okay? I want you to just check this out. She will not answer the question.
You grow out of it with age.
You grow out of it.
Did you send them a letter, though, resigning?
Someone just said, I didn't hear that. She's being asked if she's a part of that organization. She said, yes, this is a part of basically school protocol. She said, but you grow up out of it. This is who they're trying to confirm. I go on.
Senator, this was many, many years ago, as far as I remember how the Soviet Union worked.
Now listen to this.
Was at certain age.
Just to show you how they're bold-faced liars.
Could you look at your records and see if you can find a copy of your...
Senator Kennedy, I don't interrupt. I almost never interrupt these, but...
Well, you always interrupt me, Mr.
No, I don't. Not nearly as many times.
I want to pursue
the questions. She renounced her Soviet citizenship.
Well, I understand that. You're not...
Can you hear this? This is what you... America! This is why we need to get back to the Lord's protocol. This is not a reflection of me or you, is it? No! Do you hear? The referee in this supposed grilling... An interrogation before her confirmation, and he's trying to shut down Senator John Kennedy, who is nothing more than an appeaser in this particular situation. He said, well, she renounced it. She's raised up as a communist her whole life. She moves to America. She's obviously being installed to attempt to finish off the job, and the American people are sitting down and allowing this garbage to go on inside of their government, and then they have the audacity to sit back and wonder what just happened. What we have done here at the Sons of Liberty is given it to you days and weeks and months and years, friends, concerning warnings. Ezekiel 33, verse 5. And it's up to you to take heed to it. But I want to go on because it even gets better than this. You ready?
not the witness. She is. Would you look at your records and see if you can find a letter of resignation for me?
Senator, as I explained, I was part
she's
of
being coached
the
by
Soviet
somebody.
Population.
She keeps looking a direction. She's being coached.
You look at your records and see if you find a letter of resignation. Let me tell you what. I've
this is where it gets absolutely insane.
And here's what I found.
Listen to this. They're trying to confirm this woman.
Want, but we can't just let anybody be controller of the currency. You wrote your thesis in college at Moscow State University on, the title was Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. But you won't send Senator Toomey a copy. Okay. You studied.
So she writes these communists, these articles and columns, and even books, by the way, we're going to get to that. And when requested to receive those materials, she fails to send them to those that are allegedly grilling her. Okay?
At university, at Moscow State University, scientific communism, which is the science regarding the working class struggle and the socialist agenda. In 2019, not 30 years ago, in a Canadian documentary you called the financial services industry, quote, a quintessential asshole industry. You wrote a paper called Systemically Significant Prices, calling for the federal government to set wages, food, gas prices.
Listen to this, friends.
In 2020, you wrote a paper called The People's Ledger, where you said we need to abolish bank accounts and make everybody
I gotta stop. Did you really just say that, Brenda? We all fall short. Did you just really say that on social media platforms? Folks, look at Brenda's response on social media platforms. That's the problem. Brenda, can you show me that in Scripture where we're supposed to allow the treasonous within our borders to attempt to tear down our infrastructure? I mean, you sound like you belong in politics, and perhaps maybe you are. Brenda, could you call me and set me straight right now, please? 1-866-582-9933. And I want you to show me that scripturally, what you're talking about right now. Well, you do that, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Please call in, Brenda. She just said we all fall short. We're talking about a communist they're trying to confirm right now that has the fruit of communism hanging all over her branches, and Brenda has the audacity to say we all fall short.
Will the federal government have access to your data? In 2020, you wrote another paper called The Climate Case for a National Investment Authority, where you said what we need to do, the oil and gas industry, is have the federal government bankrupt them so we can tackle climate change. In 2019, you joined a Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group.
You can't make this up. You can't make it up.
Socialist and anti-capitalist.
Listen to all of this stuff. She's anti-American.
Now, that's what I see from your record. And you have the right to believe every one of these things.
And you have the right to believe every one of these things. He said, this is America. Oh, my goodness. By the way, Brenda was talking to someone else on social media platforms. My apologies. Oh, my goodness. My apologies, Brenda. High five, Brenda. Love you. Hugs, right? Sorry about that. I totally apologize. Oh, my goodness. Can't do that again. I got to look at the whole string, right? I'm trying to do two things at once. Forgive me, Brenda. Forgive me. My apologies. But listen to this. This is America. You have every right in the world to believe all of this. I just, really, these are confirming this woman in American government. Folks, they got to be dealt with lawfully, period. Sick of it, aren't you? Yep, we'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean with you today, 1-866-582-9933. I got a couple more videos I want to share with you. Again, going back to the last segment, friends, as you know, we like to get out as much information as possible during the hour. It's the quickest hour on radio, they say. And it's true. If I had 3 hours today, I could easily fill it, if not more, because of the information, again, being censored. I want you guys to notice, too, going back to a segment and a commercial break, where during the same time that Kyle Rittenhouse was completely acquitted of all charges, during that same time, the communists had to come in and show you that they had a victory vote for the likes of communists in government. And, of course, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi. It's not passed yet, but they're pushing it forward. During the last segment, notice the timing of it, friends, and don't think for one moment that they are not architects pushing forward their agenda in every given direction. They're doing their best to oppress you. They're doing their best to drive fear. And the fact of the matter is, friends, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you understand that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. And so with that, going forward to what I just talked about during the last segment, I was highlighting, friends, the confirmation of a communist in American government, and this is all being done by the appeaser John Kennedy. After he goes through all of her information, all of her affiliations, bearing the fruit of the communist fruit hanging on her branches, Matthew 7:16, he tells her she has a right to do all of this in America. No, that's called treason. just like the ones that are trying to get her confirmed. That's called treason. Okay? You don't have a right to come here and attempt to tear down American government in an attempt to reestablish a foreign government to that of American government. But I guess according to these individuals in American government, not saying any names, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, you can see that the Constitution is foreign to your said representatives. And so is common sense, again, to say the least. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you this really quick because I'm going to be highlighting this tomorrow. And then I'm going to get to a video showing you what it is that the mainstream media does not want you once again to see. Okay? See for yourselves. That's all I want to do. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. How much more a three-minute video? Okay? But I want to show you what's happening right now to a disarmed nation. This is in Australia. I want to show you how encouraged the bad guys in Australia, their said representatives that are, you know, just looking out for the best concerning their constituents in Australia. I want to show you the measures that they are now pushing this whole plandemic to. And if you don't think for one moment it's going to come here, if you don't stand up and put a stop to it, you better think again because it's happening there. But I have something to say on the other side of this video, which is super, super short. You ready for this one? I don't think you are, but did he do the unthinkable? He did.
No removal of masks to consume alcohol outdoors. So you will no longer be able to remove your mask.
Listen to this guy.
Cocktail, at a pop-up beer garden.
I'll let it play a couple times.
As part of a pub crawl.
This is how far they're willing to go.
No removal of masks to consume alcohol outdoors. So you will no longer be able to remove your mask to drink a cocktail at a pop-up beer garden on a footpath as part of a pub crawl.
Now, can you make this up? Can you make this up? Do you understand that when you're dealing with lawless people, there is no end with these people? This is why we continuously reiterate the point that if you think your compliance is going to put an end to their tyrannies, no, there is no end in sight. This all started with just wearing your mask for a week or two to curb the spread of this unnatural virus that has been patented. Okay? I want to show you the other side of this conversation, because I've said it and I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow, because the bad guys better pay attention to what those that will not be oppressed any longer are responding with. And let me put that up to this. I've told you over and over and over again, history teaches us that every country deserves the government that they have. Yes, that's true. But history also teaches us that you can only oppress a people for so long. And I've said this time and time again, what the tyrants are doing in their capacities right now, illegally against the people that they're supposed to serve, is a dangerous, dangerous game. I want to bring you over to Melbourne for a moment, and I want you to see, I don't even need to play the audio because it's just probably a bunch of noise anyways, but I want you to see what the people are doing there. They're actually going through the streets with a gallows and a rope hanging, letting the bad guys know that we're at our end's wits with you. Do you understand? The people are only going to take it for so long before they stand up. Now we have the people in Melbourne driving through the streets with a gallows being pulled behind it with a rope hanging. Okay? We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Folks, there was a King George. The history of America is just that. You can oppress a people for only so long. Cromwell had his King Charles. Caesar had his Brutus. In America, you just may have yours here today, because they're going to keep going on until you put a stop to this plandemic. And by the way, a plandemic it is, as you all the well know. Now, I have about 4 minutes left, and I want you to watch this audio video of all the people that are being reported to have fallen over, to have cardiac arrest, to have Bell's palsy, to those that have died on the field, This is news from all over the world that the mainstream media and big tech companies are trying to censor from you. And you need to take this video, by the way, and you need to share it and share it and share it some more. Because, folks, you're being lied to, and what I'm showing you right now is the information that is being completely censored from the eyes of the American people, okay? There's a guy on the field right now who literally falls over dead, right on the field. And, of course, the media is going to stand back and say, oh, we just don't know what happened. He died of a cardiac arrest. Okay? This is what the mainstream media means to withhold from the people on a global basis, but just watch as it rolls out here. Then we have another one grabbing his esophagus because he can't breathe. He has chest pains, and it looks like he's trying to work through it, but he looks scared as to how he should respond to what he feels like at this moment, and then all of a sudden he falls over. Okay? And then there's another guy on a soccer field who's completely gone. Okay? He just kicked the ball and he fell over, and there's no life in him at all. Okay? Now we have coming up here, players fall to the ground motionless, player dies of a heart attack, footballers, soccer, suffers cardiac arrest, sudden cardiac death is rare in sports. See how they keep playing it down, friends? Wiki stopped recording deaths from July because there were so many of them. Then we have another basketball player, died at the age of 35. Cardiac exam after chest pain during they stopped the matches. Football player taking into a helicopter to rush him to the hospital. Soccer player dies on foot in Kangas. 12-year-old boy died while training with basketball, his team. System media and politicians are puzzling over what could be different in 2021 than in the past. Gave his heart, game died, 17 years old, he died. A little girl stops breathing. Folks, there's so many of them. They're coming in so quick that it's almost hard to stick with it. But a little girl quits breathing on the ice while she's playing hockey. Then we have a professional hockey player, 24 years old, dies after collapse on the ice. And cardiac arrest on football pitch. Player saves lives. But it talks about others, and they've stopped these matches because players are getting sick. A lot of cardiac arrest going on. Another one suffers heart attack during game. And this was rugby. A marathon runner dies. I just got to slow down here, folks. So I'm sorry. I just really got to slow down a little bit because there's so much of it. We have a player dies of heart attack at halftime at a football match in the locker room. This is all being withheld from the American people. I'm showing you the videos. These are all the excerpts from the media. Okay. Then we have a miracle at 8 Mile of the Boston Marathon. Megan Ross suffers a cardiac arrest. Okay. Going on. Cardiac arrest, still in hospital, serious condition. Nurse and referee dies at 30 in his sleep. Woman participates in triathlon and dies in the sea. 70.3, Augusta dies. I mean, folks, it goes on and on. As you can see on social media platforms, look at all of these that are being reported as to having died or suffered cardiac arrest, or the list goes on of adverse side effects. There's one thing they all have in common. They've all taken the experimental jab. This is exactly what Tenpenny warned of, and we are here, friends. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.